From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. Southeast Alaska lawmakers spent time during the legislative session working to protect regional interests, including the ferry system. But the lack of agreement over a long-term plan to balance the state's budget means there's still more work for them to do. Juneau Representative Sam Keto III and Justin Parrish both say the legislature accomplished some good this year. This includes preventing cuts to the public school and ferry budgets. But they say the legislature's inability to agree on a long-term plan to balance the state's budget was a major disappointment. Federal prosecutors in an Alaska cruise ship murder case said Wednesday they may consider pursuing the death penalty. The Utah man accused of killing his wife pleaded not guilty. Kenneth Manzanares of Santa Clara, Utah, appeared in federal court in Juneau wearing a yellow Lemon Creek Correctional Center jumpsuit. He cried and wiped his eyes with tissues in the courtroom before the proceedings began. 39-year-old Manzanares is charged with a single count of first-degree murder. His wife, Christy Manzanares, also 39, died aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship in July. The alleged crime happened in territorial waters, so it's being tried in federal court. One of two residents of a downtown Juneau house raided this month pleaded not guilty to a drug conspiracy charge. 34-year-old Tiffany Jo Spaulding appeared in federal court Wednesday and pleaded not guilty to the drug-related charge. Appearing via teleconference from Anchorage, U.S. Chief Magistrate Judge Deborah M. Smith set a deadline for discovery filings for October 6th. Spaulding and another resident were arrested after federal officials tracked a drug package to their residence in the 400 block of 4th Street. It's rained enough in Ketchikan the past couple of days that fish are swimming across the road.
We stopped our truck and watched a salmon swim across the road in front of us at Signal Creek Campground. We were not fast enough to get a photo, unfortunately.
That's Paul Robbins, a Tongass National Forest spokesman. He says he and Ketchikan Misty Fjords District Ranger Susan Howe drove out to the Ward Lake Recreation Area to assess conditions after heavy rain. Stopping to let a fish cross the road was a pretty good indication they would need to temporarily close Signal Creek Campground, which is right next to the lake. In weather at Juneau International Airport, it's currently 56 degrees and overcast. There'll be a 30% chance of scattered showers this afternoon and 100% chance of rain this evening. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to kto.org.